From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
Nowhere but America can you find such mountains, such forest and trees. And the wonder of it all is it's all connected in a web of life. For the good of the earth and for the good in ourselves, plant trees. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, write the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska. We help people plant and care for trees.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Today it is our pleasure to welcome to the program Mr. Scott Lilly. He is with Farm Credit of the Virginias, and Scott and I have known each other for a long time. We've done, I don't know how many radio shows together, Scott, but also you were one of the very first guests on our television program many years ago, way back in 2002. But thank you so much for everything you do for our agricultural community, and welcome to On the Farm Radio.
Doing great, Jeff. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you again. It's always a pleasure to work with you.
We want to talk about a very specific program within your organization, which is a cooperative, not a corporation. It is a cooperative, Farm Credit, and it's called Farm Credit Express. What's the purpose behind Farm Credit Express?
Well, Jeff, for our cooperative, we put Farm Credit Express together as a specific program where you can go to a participating farm equipment dealer and get the same farm credit loan that you would have gotten if you walked into any one of our branches. So it's a convenience-driven program to help our customers and farmers have better access to equipment financing at the dealership. Everything takes place at the dealership. You never set foot in an office, and our goal is to get it done quickly and efficiently.
You've got a very helpful website. I went to it this morning before the show today, and it's just farmcreditexpress.com. And it has not only a loan calculator and a leasing calculator, but also a dealer locator, which I found very helpful, that are engaged and associated with Farm Credit Express. Explain again the website. When people go to that website, Scott, what will they find?
On the website, you know, with the calculator you mentioned is a great tool where you can go in and actually look at what your loan payments would look like or what your lease payments would look like. And you know, in addition to that, the main thing that we try to emphasize is that the website is a tool where you can find a dealer. The other thing, Jeff, when you go to that Find a Dealer page, there is a link on there where a customer can print the credit application and take it to the dealership so they know they have the information that's on there. Simple one page, but that way they know they have what they need. So those are the main things with the website.
I guess the main thing is convenience.
It's all about convenience. It's simplistic, it's quick, it's easy, and it avoids trying to go multiple places to take care of something that you can ultimately take care of at the dealership, but still get the same loan you would get through Farm Credit. You still get patronage back on the loan like we pay all of our cooperative members. So it's a good product that ultimately we were trying to better serve our existing customers and farmers when it comes to buying equipment at dealerships.
Well said. And once again, that web address is farmcreditexpress.com, or of course you can call your local office of Farm Credit of the Virginias. Scott Lilly of Farm Credit of the Virginias, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll be back with more of our weekend edition of On the Farm Radio right after these messages.
Hi, this is Jim Cantore, a meteorologist and an American Red Cross volunteer. Disaster victims need your help. The American Red Cross provides victims of disaster with food, shelter, counseling, and more. Your support for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund helps victims of thousands of disasters across the country each year. To make a contribution, contact the American Red Cross today at 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org.
And we have a special report this weekend from the USDA concerning identity theft.
Today, we're going to talk a bit about the growing problem of identity theft. I'm Gary Crawford, and
I'm Gary Crawford.
That's ridiculous. I'm Gary Crawford. I've always have
no,
been.
No, I'm the real Gary.
No, you are an imposter.
No, you are.
here's my Social Security number and my bank statements and credit cards. So out of the chair, Square. You can't talk to me like that. I'll talk any way I like to me. Goodbye. Goodbye. What just happened here?
Someone who's trying to be you.
Doing a good job of it, too. That's Janae McNally. She is an extension expert at Kansas State University. She says somehow, some way, somebody must have gotten hold of my personal information, enough of it to start charging stuff to my account and doing all sorts of things, in essence, pretending to be me. Why me, I will never understand. I'll never know exactly also how my private information got out there, but Janae says I probably could have nipped this doppelganger's plot in the bud if I had just noticed earlier some things that were going on, some clues. For example,
if you should stop receiving bills you expect, maybe your utility bills, maybe that's an indication that someone has used your identity and made an address change in your name.
Ooh, or we might get bills for healthcare services we didn't have. I know I did not ask for the facelift that's on here. And so Janae says,
we should regularly review our monthly statements for transactions that are strange to us or maybe that we don't recognize.
But most importantly, she says, do three things.
Check your credit.
Get your credit report. Look at it closely.
There are three credit reporting companies: Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. All three of these collect and share the financial information on individuals.
Each of those companies will give you one free report a year, and there are lots of things in that report, including, for example,
current and past addresses, mortgages, loans, store credit cards, and utility bills. You know, it tells the financial accounts if you're in good standing. For example, do you pay your bill on time?
Now, if you have questions about the credit reports and such, Janae says there's a good place to go. Go online to creditreport.com or call, and here's the number, 877-322-8228. That's 877-322-8228. As to preventing our personal information from being stolen in the first place, Janae says shredding all the paper that might have account numbers on it's a good idea. Also, bring in your mail as soon as possible after it's delivered. And finally,
if someone contacts you and ends up asking for any personal information over the phone, do not give it to them. And if you're doing business online, use a strong password with your accounts.
Mine are so strong, I can't remember them myself. Next time, we'll talk about how to keep from being a victim of phone scams. This is Gary Crawford.
Oh, no, you're not. No, I'm Gary Crawford.
Fine. Reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary, for that report. Very good information. Our pearl of wisdom this weekend tells us that he who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Hitch.